Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing the Teddy Bear Imaginary Friend horror film, Imaginary. I'm going to give you my full thoughts and review right after this. So I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler warning here at the beginning. Like in all my reviews, I really get into the nitty gritty. And honestly, for this movie, there's really not much to get into. It's pretty bad. The acting's bad. The writing's bad. It's not scary. The monster was hokey. And the reason I give the spoiler warning is because the only thing that's really good about it was there was like a twist about two-thirds of the way through. So the basic premise is that this family moves back to, it's a dad and his two daughters and a stepmom. And the whole family moves back to the stepmom's childhood home. And there is this teddy bear that is the imaginary friend that represents the imaginary friend of the youngest daughter of the dad of the family. But I guess, you know, it's silly. You watch the trailer, it looks silly, it looks dumb. It's a Blumhouse movie that they probably made for $20 in a bag of Skittles, you know. There's not any kind of recognizable actor in there. It's like an hour and a half long. You get through it pretty quick. But Blumhouse really, takes these kind of risks. I have a quote from Jason Blum here. I have this ongoing notes section in my phone. Anytime I hear a good quote, I'll just write it down. But Jason Blum said in an interview that his company, he said the company, referring to Blumhouse, was founded on this idea that if you make something as inexpensively as possible, you give the director creative control and you can take creative risks. I think that's an excellent quote. It really sums up all of Blumhouse films. They're made on the cheap. They do take creative risks. You give the director and the writer really do have creative control. And it's kind of like what I was saying in my previous episode about Cord Jefferson when he won for a screenplay at the Oscars recently for American Fiction, that, you know, the studios should be giving lower budgets to these younger filmmakers so they can take creative risks, and who knows, you might discover the next, you know, Stanley Kubrick or Martin Scorsese. This film is not going to get anybody discovered. Like I said, the acting is bad, the writing is bad, but it's made on the cheap and it's probably going to make a profit. I think it only made $10 million on its opening weekend, but like I said, $20 in a bag of Skittles, you know, a ham sandwich and a couple t-shirts, you know, that's the budget for a movie like this. And they take some big swings and they're all misses, except for one. So getting back to what I was originally talking about, is that the twist is that it's not just the little girl that's imagining this imaginary friend. It's the mom as well. You could kind of get that from the trailers, that it's the mom's childhood imaginary friend who ends up being like some sort of demonic entity, which has now attached itself to the youngest daughter. And I thought that was, that's an interesting, you know, that's a pretty cool idea. But it just falls flat. Like I said, the effects are bad. This, you know, the monster teddy bear is it's hokey. It looks, very 1990s puppet master puppeteer kind of cheaply made garbage. It's not good. I got up about halfway through because I was so bored and just got popcorn just because I was bored. I went to the concession stand, kill about, 5, 10 minutes here, just get me out of there. It was so bad. And as soon it was over, I raced out of there. I didn't care about any post-credit scene or any, I don't know, whatever. It was dumb. Don't go see it. Go see Dune 2 a million times before you see Imaginary. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes. I got a lot of cool stuff coming down the road here pretty soon. So subscribe so you don't miss any of it. And check out my blog as well, 1001filmblog.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.